Hello, this is Haniel.
Hi, Haniel. This is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke about 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for asking. I did want to follow up with you and see if you were still interested in having us brand your business on Google and Bing, get that website in front of more people.
Yeah, I still am. I still definitely am interested.
Okay. Is this better timing for you? I mean, it's still that flat rate. It is, you know, the friends and family rate, $249 as the out-the-door cost, no setup fee. And that's a fixed rate on a month-to-month basis, so it would never go up on you. And, of course, you can stop at any time.
Gotcha. Okay. One moment. Can you hold for a sec?
Sure, of course.
Thank you. Thanks for holding.
Of course.
Yeah, I do think I'm good to start it now.
Okay. I think I did ask you before, the number that we're speaking on, this, of course, is a good number for your customers to call. Is it also the number that you want us to call for your account to reach you? Okay.
Yes.
And then I do have your email address on here. And we did discuss before, this would be a hide address, meaning you're just going to be listed city and state, not a physical street address, right?
Right.
Customers don't ever come to you. Okay, perfect.
Right.
So this would be the exact amount. Like I said, it's $249 is a fixed rate. There is no setup fee. The next step here would be to schedule a follow-up call. We'll have one of our technicians talk to you in detail about all of the services you want to be listed for. We'll go through a keyword search and, you know, kind of run that past you, what you think and what we think customers might type in when they're looking for your services. Now, that's something that we can change and adapt, and we can always add more keywords and search phrases. We don't want you to be limited at all by how someone searches for you or how they're able to find you. I mean, as long as it's a service you want to be found for, we'll talk to you about any mission statement or motto you might have or slogan, you know, how you want us to brand your business. That's going to be a follow-up call. The one thing that I am required to do at this point would be to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So it's just to outline the service agreement that we are, of course, reducing the cost of the service down to that fixed rate of $249, that the setup fee is waived and everything else. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification, that first payment, was that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you? A Visa. No problem.
Oh my gosh, you know what? Actually, I don't know where my wallet is. I actually don't know where my wallet is.
Oh boy.
Which is
unfortunately
a common occurrence for me. So I do have a tracking thing on my phone that I put inside of it.
Okay.
That's how often I do this.
Well, at least you've got a workaround. You got a solution. If you can multitask, let me get started on the voice verification since I have to do it anyway. It is pretty straightforward. Okay. Let me just get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Danielle. This part of the call will, of course, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
Okay. Sorry, certain parts of our house don't get good service. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Oh, did you find your card already?
No, not yet. Sorry, I meant to do the voice part.
Okay, sure. So it says to state the name of your business as you want it to appear online.
Okay. Danielle John Design.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay. My name is Danielle John, and my title is Owner Interior Designer.
Okay. And as the owner of Danielle John Design, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be providing for our services, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. Then it says to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely manner, meaning 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason we ask, though, of course, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're definitely not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you won't need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think would also create online content for your company, we do ask that you let us know so that we make sure the information is accurate. Danielle, that's fair enough, right?
Yep. Sounds
perfect.
Good.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving the setup fee entirely, and then, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 8th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And Danielle, that $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. There is also the social media campaign. The Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And, of course, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and of course you can pause it too. If you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Haniel, is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Haniel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Where I can log in and...
Yes, sure. Sure, like a tracking system?
Yeah.
Of course,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have a very detailed tracking and reporting system, and we call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more than you can do
dashboard,
besides just track the dashboard. That's what you're looking for. Yeah, because it is comprehensive. It's not just tracking the success of the account or where you're popping up or, you know, the keywords you're listed for. There's a lot of things that you can do there. Of course, you can download, invoices for tax purposes. You can always update any billing information. You can update any content request changes right there through your tracking, through your client dashboard, so that we can make those changes as well. You do have 24/7 access to that. As far as the reporting part of that, where you're showing up, the keywords, the search phrases, how many times you're popping up and things like that, that updates throughout the day. So very near real-time reporting, always the most up-to-date information for you.
Okay, got you. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Did you happen to locate your wallet, or are you still looking for it?
I did.
You did? Oh, okay. You said it was a Visa. On that particular card, is it your name first and last? Is there a middle initial or the business name?
It's my name, and then there is the middle initial.
Okay, and what is that initial?
M as in mom.
M, okay, thank you for clarifying. M's and N's sound very similar over the phone. So I have that as an M. And you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Haniel, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, 4833-1602-8787-8547.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The expiration month and year?
5/29/2029.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
397.
I'm sorry, the last number you said 39?
7.
7. Okay, so I have 397 on the back of the card. May or 05 of 2029 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4833-1608? 8787-8547.
It's actually 1602. Sorry if I missed.
Well, I do have a 2. Did I say 3?
You said 8.
8. Okay. So I've got 4. The 8 is the next number. I might have to. There is a little smudge on my glasses. That's probably affecting things. So I've got 4833-1602, and then 8787, and then 8547.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I did have it right. I just read it wrong. And is the billing address of the card the 1717 Bush Street, apartment 11?
Yes.
94109. Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Oh, yeah. I can get it now.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Oh. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address, or maybe that day if they receive it before we close. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And like I said, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that information by a direct text message. And when you receive that text message or even the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Takes about a half an hour. We schedule by the hour, so it gets you towards the beginning part of the hour, and then takes about a half an hour after that. There is one spot available at 2 o'clock, and also 3 o'clock is available as well. Would either of those times work out today? You don't have to be in front of a computer.
I don't have to be in front.
You do not, no.
Let's see. Yeah, 2 is better, like
2?
A half an hour, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be in about a half an hour. Usually gets you right near the beginning part of the hour, gets you off the phone, you know, about a half an hour after that. So
okay.
it's a little close. I mean, our automated system sends out email reminders an hour prior. So since we're only about a half an hour away, I will instead send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your record. You don't need to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Now, the other thing I did want to do here is just to add another layer of protection, just a little bit of extra security on your account, a simple question and answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Haniel John Design, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we might still ask occasionally for the answer to the security question. And even more importantly, especially like a week or so from now, if you start getting phone calls from anyone claiming to be Google or saying they're Local Splash, they would need to know my name right away, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, please just let them go. If anyone calls you and says you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, let them go. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account, and it is for your protection. It clearly does state that it bills for exactly $249 on the 8th of the month and not a penny more. Now, your options for your security question would be the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Bellflower.
Bellflower? Like in California?
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. By Downey. I know where that is.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. You're all set and squared away there. I have to type it in twice. Did you happen to receive either the automated email?
I did.
Or you did? Okay. So it looks like our system sent everything. Our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes, so sometimes everything gets piggybacked together. So you've got the welcome email. There's another one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. This is just an automated email that everyone gets, and if you can send us some of those photos, that would be great. Obviously, it's not specific to your business, but anything that would be applicable there, if there's a business card or registration, I mean, obviously, you know, there's no real workplace because you go out to the customer and things like that. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but it does help us to satisfy Google just to prove that you are an actual business, that you're in that local area. The other one that you got is that welcome email. It's got our client support information on there. There's also your username and password, which you don't need right now. That's for your tracking system, but you can find that located on your welcome email. The one thing that I did want you to look at is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. So if you click on that one, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. So if you click on that, it's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Talking about all the services we'll be providing on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Are you able to see that?
The button was called Access Your Dashboard, that one?
It's going to say, it's above that, yeah. So that's at the bottom, but in the body of the email itself, there are two blue words that say click here. So that's the hyperlink. If you click on that, it'll take you to the Terms of Experience.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed that. Got it.
That's okay. No. So you should see it starting off with the Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So obviously Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. Although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google, and we do want you to get those opportunities and phone calls too. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Everything necessary for first page placement. You already have a website, so we don't need to build the website for you, although that website is included in the package. So if you know that your website's going to be down for more than a week or so, it takes us about 5 or 7 business days to build a website for you. If you know your website's going to be down for a couple of weeks or more, let us know, and we'll use the information that we have to put together a placeholder. You know, so there would be something at least for people to see while your website's being worked on. We are doing the Facebook ads. Like I said, that's included. You'll see a long line. It goes all the way across it, and below it populates your number. Below that, a couple of boxes. We want you to click both of them. One that you agreed to receive SMS messages or text messages. The other one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So we do want you to click on that one as well. Now, once you've got both of those boxes clicked, the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it is where you would type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears. So the H, M, and J are all capitalized, but only those letters. There is no period after the middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. So once you've got your name as it appears in that box, there's an orangish-colored box that says Confirm Signature. That's what you would want to click on. Now, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service itself, that we waived your setup fee, etc. It does also allow us to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not, to do that initial NAPW audit. So it's an important step in the process, and you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it does ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay. Where it says that to type in my name, I'm trying to check the rest of the paperwork, but my name is spelled wrong there. So
is
I just
it?
Want to make it's not spelled wrong anywhere else.
Oh, boy. It's supposed to pull from the other page, and it didn't. I'm going to fix it. It's just H-A-N-I-E-L, right?
Two N's, and then everything else is...
Two N's. Okay, so I do have it right on the other page, and I don't know why it did not pull over. I'm going to ask my technician. It's supposed to populate from the other page. So let me just do this. I'm going to resend it, and I did fix that. I mean, it's an exact match of your business name, so there's no reason for it to be misspelled. Okay, so it's updated there, and it is updated there as well. Let me resend manually the welcome email, because we do want it to be an exact match of your name. Okay, so I'm going to send that welcome email right back out to you. It's not the welcome email, the Local Splash Initial Invoice. Okay, so we're resending that email. It might take a second. And then it says, hello, Haniel M. So it has the middle initial there. I've had people ask me about that because sometimes it's like an entire middle name there. And then it says, hello, first name, middle name, and people are like, why is it like that? I'm like, ah, no idea. It only pulls from the top line of the name, and the name is separated out by first and middle name, and then last name and any surname that follows. So that's why it does that. Did you receive the new one?
Not yet.
Okay, let me refresh my system and see. Okay, it is in processing. So like I said, our system sends things out in bulk every couple of minutes. Let me, while I'm waiting for that to get sent out to you, just get a head start. Did you get it?
I did get it. Yeah.
Okay, let me fix.
I saw whatever.
Update on my system that shows now that it has been sent. So again, type in your name, your middle initial, your last name. Click that confirm signature box. And then let me know when it asks you for a username and password.
Okay, it does now.
Okay. So you can actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing it is it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system. And our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you are trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something for you to track. Your username and password are already sent out to you in the form of the welcome email. The username cannot be changed. It is in our system the exact same way. We've made it, though, easy for you to remember. It's your phone number. The area code is included. And, of course, that's easy for us to access the information. And, of course, you can send anything and everything to the support at localsplash.com email address. Of course, we'll forward it out to the right department. You will, when we do the client interview, probably be given the photos at localsplash.com email address if ever you do want to email the photos team directly. You can do that. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. We do have that follow-up call scheduled right now, or in about 15, 20 minutes or so. So I'll get busy putting the notes in, and then our technician will call you right at or a couple minutes after 2 o'clock.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Good. Thanks.
Pleasure speaking with you again. Absolutely. Really happy to get this going for you. You take care, and our technician will call you in just a few.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. Have a good day.
Thank you, too, Hanyel. Take care. Bye-bye.